I salute thy voice in praise. It's you that I see. It's you that I see. Sing it out.
Beloved, you are about to listen to a message from Reverend Prince Lai. Reverend Prince Lai is the head pastor of Rescue World Chapel International and the lead evangelist of Christ the Healer Gospel Campaign. He has a dynamic teaching and healing ministry with miracles, signs and wonders that has affected and transformed many lives. And now, the voice of Rescue.
Ones, they normally bully the weaker ones. The reason is because they know that if you put seniority aside, they can beat you on top. But they don't treat those who are juniors but huge. Those who are juniors but gigantic and old. In as much as they punish them generally, by the close of the first term, they become friends. Oh, you didn't go to a secondary technical. I went to a tech. So understand what I'm saying. By the close of the term, the juniors who are our mates, they become friends with the seniors because they are strong and they are gigantic. They are almost like the seniors. So if they put seniority aside, they can match them and even beat some of the seniors. Do you understand it? So the seniors easily become friends with them. But the smaller versions of juniors, yes, those they call Aki, Atom, Popo, if that was your nickname in school, that tells how your size was. Micro, they normally call you with certain names. That suggests that you are smallish. Those are the people that the seniors normally bully. They are the people that the seniors normally send on errands. They are the people that the seniors normally give chores to do throughout the night. Because aside seniority, you cannot overpower them. They will still overpower you. Now, in the realm of the spirit, truth is parallel. In other words, whatever happens physically happens spiritually. In the realm of the spirit, evil spirits are able to overpower the children of God who have less power. Evil spirits are able to bully, oppress, afflict, destroy, and touch the lives of Christians who are not strong in the spirit. That is why every child of God must be strong or strengthened in the inner man by the Holy Spirit. So that you'll be able to. That's why Jesus said, I give unto you power to tread upon serpents. Without power, you can't tread upon serpents. You can't tread upon scorpions. You cannot challenge the witches of your father's house. You will not even dare to try the witches in your own house. Talk less those in your father's house. When you have no power, that is why somebody tells you, wait and see. And you are, your whole day is messed up. You are afraid. You are running helter skelter. Oh God. Somebody said I should wait and see. You'll be coming. But when you have power, when the enemy say wait and see, you also tell the enemy, you rather wait. You don't know who you are dealing with. You don't know who you are. You don't carry power. You know, when we God helped us to get the men's room facility, 6-bedroom house under that huge 3-plot of land. But now, nobody was able to go to that land for 15 years. Say 15 years. That land was a no-go area. The owners have run away. They've left the land. They've left the house and the land. Because there was an occupant in the house who is killing anybody who comes close to the land. Like that. So, the owners of the land themselves have given up on the land. They have given up on the property. They are scared to the core. They are afraid that the man will kill them. The man is one of the generations of Okonkwo Anochi. In his house is the lineage of Okonkwo Anochi. So the altar is handed over down to from generation to generation. And it was handed over to him. His father was the priest. And I'm not telling you what I don't know. I first saw it in the vision. Then I asked the man who is related to the police commander. I asked him, I told him that I have seen something in the spirit. The man who is on the land there, yes, so you will be saying, but what I see in the spirit, he's a wizard. He's a fetish priest. Yes, so I saw him. But he's a fetish priest. And I saw that he has attacked the police commander. So I told the police commander, I'll pray for you because I've seen in the vision that the man is going to attack you. Now, by the time I said that, the police commander, his family members have already started dreaming that he's dead because of a land issue and all sort of things. His children called from the States that, Papa, we had a dream that you are dead. Blah, 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 blah. So the police commander ran from the case. He didn't handle the case again. He ran from the case. Now, when I told him the vision I had, before he told me that what you are saying is true, the man you are dealing with, he is the generation of the priest. Now, his father was serving the idol as the fetish priest. Now, he did not stay there to serve the idol. He rather brought it to Accra and used it for church at Oblogo Manchester. Popular name. One Touch. That was his name. Those days. If you know him, you know him. If you know him, you know him. So, everybody's him. You appear, he kills you. You appear. The owners of 15 years, nobody could go there. 15 years. Nobody could cross that place. And everybody has run. So, I have to now take the legal battle and take the spiritual battle. Everybody was afraid. Then I said, no, me, I'm not afraid of him. I am not saying he doesn't have power. I have seen in the spirit he has power. But I have more power than him. Amen. To me, I have seen he has power. He made several attempts. Came to my house in the spirit. Tried to kill my wife, my daughter. Midnight. It was battle upon battle. So I know he has some level of power he's working with. But I have a higher power. Tell somebody you have a higher power. So, the long and the short, after I dealt with him in the spirit by the power of the Lord, and we ejected him out of the house, plus wisdom and power, the day I was taking the keys from him, the 6th bedroom, on the land, taking the keys from him. He bowed down his head. He said, "What's the same, Bibia? What's the same? Coming from a mudan. What's the same, Bibia? From today, your enemies will confess." You didn't hear what I said. I said, "Your enemies will confess." They will say, "Upa Ebushan Wemu. What's there, Bibia?" They will say, "When you came into this office, you have destroyed every evil thing that we were doing. May that be your story. May you have supernatural power against your enemies. May you have supernatural power against your enemies." He tried me, sir, but he couldn't. He couldn't. And he said, "What's the Bibia?" Amen. So, this year, you also need supernatural power for the journey. Because assuming I didn't have power, he would have killed me like he killed the woman's twin brother. He would have killed me like he killed the woman's firstborn. These are people who tried to eject him from the land and he killed all of them. But because I had supernatural power by the Spirit, I was able to eject him out of the land and destroy all the altars he planted on the land. Today, that land has become a church. Yeah. Tell somebody, you need power to achieve your dreams. Even to make money. Bible says, you shall remember the Lord thy God, for it is he that gives you power to make wealth. without power, you can't even get money for the money to stay. There are people who are riding around and are living in big, big mansions and cars. Go and ask them. Every one of them is using a certain power. It's either it's the power of God or it's another power. You cannot rise to a certain level in life unless there is some power backing you. Even if perchance your own business skills and your own whatever hard-working nature brings you into the realm of finances, before you cross a certain level, you have to enter into a spiritual bargain. A spirit will appear to you and tell you that, listen, the level you have gotten to, for you to be safe, I can help you. Let us transact business. You can't live in a certain dimension of power or a certain dimension of success unless there's a power dimension. That's why you are very surprised when you realize that Otunfo is in Freemason, Kufo is in Freemason, whatever, all the big men. You become surprised. What you don't know is that all the big men you see, you cannot get to a level without being connected to a certain power. You can't. And it's either the power of God or it's another power. Solomon is the richest man on earth. True or not true? The Bible even captured till today, no man has been as rich as Solomon. But how did Solomon become rich? Because he was a good businessman. No. The Bible says he had a dream. And in the dream, God told him, asked him, what do you want? He said, I want wisdom. And God said, because you didn't ask for the head of your enemies, neither did you ask for money, I'll give you wisdom and understand. And I'll also add to it money. You'll be so rich that nobody before you and after you can be rich. Solomon woke up from the dream and he saw that money started walking to him. Money was coming. Anything Solomon sells, money will come. Anything Solomon does, money will come. People will say that Solomon, he's a good businessman. But what Solomon didn't tell them is that there is a power he contacted in a dream. The power. Until the Bible wrote it, you would think Solomon was a good businessman. That watcher seller in your corner who is selling to the whole town and you, nobody is standing by yours. Don't think that he's just good at cooking. There is a spiritual dimension people are operating with. I'm telling you, that shop that is outselling you, you wake up, eat better, and go and open your shop and sit there and then conform. Obi free baby na waba. And auto idea, she said, and Kopu Kuniso, what you want to say, and a business in here. Say power. You see, the problem with Christians is that we think when we are asleep, everybody is asleep. That's the problem with Christians. We think when we are busily snoring, our competitors too are snoring. People are performing rituals through the night. Occultic people are sacrificing midnight. They are in their regalia and all they are standing before mirrors and pouring like and doing things. Then they wake up the same time you wake up, 4 o'clock, 5 o'clock, and still come to work. And they come and smile with you. Hello, Sister Akos, what is that? But you don't know where they are coming from. And you have snored all through the night. Then you quote the Bible, for the Lord gives his children good sleep. You are sleeping good into failure. You are sleeping good into poverty. Say mercy. Tell the one by you, this year, may you contact supernatural power. People are selling because they have a source of power. People are being successful because they have a source of power. Some of them, the source of power they are dealing with is in their bloodline, is in their family. Their father handed over. Isn't there is somebody that is trying to contest for presidency in Ghana here currently? There's somebody I'll not mention his name. But those who really know his sisters and know his family and know the family history, they will tell you the source to his prosperity is not church. The source to his prosperity is not the business. It's an Indian god that his father traded with. That was handed to him. He took over. I don't go further, so you don't know the person I'm talking about. There is a new guy that has appeared out of nowhere. The history. Another way, we know his sister. And we know what his sister is suffering now. Now, that I'm talking to you now. Because she didn't accept it. And he accepted it. Now listen, people are enjoying in this. Not because they are good businessmen. Charlie, oh, she said they are old bread. Oh, she said I now quadro. Who me are we nipa? But I didn't coin it never. Obi so on shut down po. But after the little move, not BBA, the little move BBA, what is there? But I pray that you too may God equip you with supernatural power. I am happy that God gave Israel that power, not the devil. And Israel, to today, Jews are very rich. They are in the desert, but they are so rich. The whole America economy, if you divide it into three, the Jews are in charge of about one. The whole America. If you take the Jewish economy, the Jewish businessmen, they are money from America. That is why America always fights for Israel. Because they are their backbone. So I'm trying to make you understand that if it was God that made them rich, then you don't need any devil. God can make you rich. If it is God that made Solomon rich, then you don't need any devil. God can also make you rich. So, you must just contact the power. You must look for it. You must pray for it. You must cry for it. And tonight, have a simple assignment to pray for you for supernatural power. Amen. To pray with you for supernatural power. Amen. Tonight, may God's power settle on somebody's life. May supernatural power change the course of your events in the name of Jesus. May the things that happen to you begin to go well in the name of Jesus. Clap your two hands for the Lord. What is the value? What is the value of supernatural power? Number one, it takes power to make progress and achieve speed. It takes power to make progress and achieve speed. In life, it takes power to make progress and achieve things speedily in life. Acts 10:38. The Bible says how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and power. And something started happening. You see, for 30 years, Jesus could not work one miracle. For 30 years, he was the Messiah. He was God on earth. But for 30 years, he could not. The reason was because he was not yet carrying the power. The day he came out, Acts 10:38, the day he came out of the river Jordan, baptized, the Bible said the Spirit of God came upon him and took him into the wilderness. And he fasted for 40 days and the power of God came upon him. When he came back, he became a celebrity. He started wrought miracles, working miracles everywhere. But for 30 years, he was only known for creating chairs, bed, perhaps coffins, anything that is wood. He was a carpenter. No, that is how some of you are. Without power, you'll be just a natural person. Without power, the things that will happen to you will just be natural order. But when the power of God comes upon you, you start walking in real power. You start walking in real power. Jesus started making progress after the power of the Holy Spirit came upon him. We started hearing about him after the power of the Holy Spirit came upon him. I don't know what is your destiny, what is your trade, whatever you are involved with. But tonight, may the power of the Holy Spirit come upon you. Unless you don't want it, but if you are hungry for it, may God satisfy you with power. Luke 4 verse 14, Bible says that he returned from the mountain after the 40 days and 40 nights, filled with power, and news about him went throughout the whole place. After this 14 days fasting and prayer, may you carry power that will take your business to the nations. May you carry power that will take you to the nations. May you carry power that will change your level. You will no longer be a local champion. You will be an international hero. Clap your two hands together for the Lord. 1 Kings 18:46. The Bible says that, and the hand of the Lord came upon Elijah. That is the power of God. came upon Elijah. And Elijah was able to outrun the latest Benz in those days. The latest Land Cruiser in those days. The latest whatever. Ferrari and Lamborghini and all those things. He was able to outrun the chariots of the king. Because the king is known to have the best horses and chariots. And riders. You can't outrun the king's chariots. But when the power of God came upon Elijah, the king had gone ahead a day's journey or something, but he was able to overtake the king. I pray that no matter those who have gone ahead of you, no matter how things have delayed in your life, in this year 2024, as you contact power, may you overtake in the name of Jesus. May your life engage at the top speed of life in the name of Jesus. May your life engage the fastest speed in the name of Jesus. And I declare that those who have gone ahead of you, you will begin to overtake them now. You will overtake them now. You will overtake them now. Say, give me power for speed. You need power for speed. Number two, it takes power to achieve maximum productivity in life. The ubenya abraboson fasua said ye nyame pese wunyana unhia to me. You need the power of the Holy Spirit. You need supernatural power. Ema uton adia in fasua baso. Ema uye juma ekoye. Ema utraya apnu e dos ebiema. When you have power, things respond for you. Things respond. Doors open for you. Doors open and things begin to respond if you have power. High productivity. Things work by the release of power. The same Acts 10:38. Jesus' ministry started working. 30 years it didn't work. He was a carpenter. But his ministry started taking shape. People now started seeing him as a healer, a deliverer, a preacher, a miracle worker after the power came. Solomon started working in wealth. His businesses started prospering. Productivity after power came. Luke 5, verse 4 to 7. When power is released, whatever is not working in your life will start working. The Bible says that Peter had gone for fishing all through the night and caught nothing. Came back in the morning, frustrated. Nabimwebu. Maya Shane Koso. Now that's how some of you have been talking. So for my trials, that was Peter. But the Bible says that when Jesus told him, launch out into the deep, he said, I have tried, it didn't work. But I know who you are. Because of the power you carry, I am going to try. And when he tried at the release of power, Bible says that he had more than he could imagine. He needed another company to come and support, to come and share the profit with him, to come and share the job with him. I pray that after you contact power tonight, whatever is not working in your life will start working. Every relationship that is not working will start working. Every marriage that is not working will start working. Every business that is not working will start working. Whatever has collapsed will receive life again. Whatever has stopped will continue to run again. Receive it in the name of Jesus. Number three, it takes power to experience your potentials realized or the manifestation of your gifts. Jesus had all the miracle working gifts in him. Acts 10:38, the same place. But he was just a carpenter's son. He was just a carpenter. He had all the gift of walking on water was in him, but he never showed. The gift of multiplying bread to feed 1,000 men, and obviously more than the men and children. He had all that gift loaded in him. The gift to turn water into wine. But nobody saw it until the power of God came upon him. So you see, when the power of God comes upon you, the same gift you have, that you are locked up in your room, only you know you have that gift. Only you know you are good in that area. Only you know you are good in that field. Nobody seems to patronize you. Nobody seems to believe in what you have. Nobody seems to like what you carry. Maybe you are a very good fashion designer, but academic. Maybe you are a very good caterer, but nobody even patronizes you. Maybe you are very good in photography, but what academic? Maybe you are talented in music, but what academic? Nobody patronizes you. Nobody hears your voice. You are a good marketer, yet you are locked up in one corner. Nobody believes in you or is patronizing your gift and your talent. Then you are like Jesus, who had all the supernatural talents within him, and yet nobody saw it until power came. I pray for you tonight in the name of Jesus, that may the power of God that will come upon you tonight manifest every gift that is loaded in you. Receive it in the name of the Lord Jesus. Every gift that is rusting, every gift, every talent, every potential that you are sitting upon, by the power of the Holy Spirit, it will get to the nations. It will be unveiled. It will be unveiled. It will be launched out in the name of the Lord Jesus. Your destiny will no longer be covered. Your potentials will no longer be covered. Your gifts will no longer be covered. You will begin to have expression. Say, I will have expression. Say, I will have manifestation. Say, what I carry will serve my generation. Say, what I carry will make meaning to my world. Say, what I carry will serve my generation. Say, wise men will see my star. Say, wise men will see my star. And they will check from afar to patronize my business, to patronize my gift, to patronize me. Shall I receive it 3 times? Clap your 2 hands for the Lord. Jesus had his revealed by contacting the power. Luke 3:21-22. Number 4. It takes power to walk in victory against your enemies. Over your enemies or against your enemies. It takes power. Like I told you, if not for the power of God in my life, that man would have killed me. Yeah. But because of the power of God, I was able to overpower him and moved him out of the facility. And today the church has taken over that facility by power. Last week, I visited someone who is into real estate. The one who gave me the car I'm driving currently. One of the days, you know that Sheshumami kind of people. You know the Sheshumami people? They are very good people. Some of them too are very, very bad. Currently, our facility at Media, some Sheshumami people want to go and do farming, and they called me. I said, no. No. Tokwana mekuo nkrahanu miwe. Namu de modi abe kam. Etina nkona se mizi tukwa. Nami bisi asori daya. Na dani drew. Na I said, no. Ma asini ndaho. Ndaho free. Kolambo bozo. It's better. For your family, and I'm saying, but you have all calculated who lost. Now, my old coffer baby, now, if you talk to me, come on, don't call me here. Now, me the media will come. But there are some people who are good people. There's a mundo also. Now, listen. The real estate woman took me to a land. Awama Ubiashe Suamano. Now, the person decided to capture the land. The person decided to put some things, bury some things. Now, when the woman gathers money to build, then the money will scatter. The day she goes there, she will be sick. Her sister, now people are dreaming she's going mad. Then she called me. She said, "Sofu, this is the problem." Then I said, okay, take me there. Carry me, go.
if he's powerful enough, carry me there. Then the woman carried me in her car. We went somewhere. Someone may cheat the whole baby. Then we went. When we went, I took oil. I started praying. All the direction God gave me, I did it over there. When I finished, then I buried the rest of the oil where they buried whatever they buried. Altar against altar. Then I came back to Odoko. They ejected the people that same month. Nothing happened to the woman. They built and sold it to some white people. Yeah, clap your two hands for them. They built. Last week when I went there, they showed me. They said, "Sophie, okay, hand mona mi ma oko two sabi pan ma meno." Aha, a dine ni ni. They said, "I'm about to be in a chimu." Next week they are taking me to another place because and also almost a dine also ubianto ache and they've remembered where the power. So they called me. They said, "We need your help." You know, you see, those are the places I get my money, not you. Those are the places. So if you see me, don't calculate my living plus your offerings. Because where I get my money is power go, money come. That's what I get. As for here, I have me a story. My name is Mark. But over there is strictly business. I had you say, yeah, sorry. Like I saw you, I'm here in Kehunka and I'm meeting. Do you know when I started driving cars? From classroom, me free classroom, in the car in free classroom. When I was leaving classroom, let me crack a car. The new student offering. What I'm trying to say is that it takes power to make things work. Do you get it? It takes power. It takes power to overpower the enemy. If you don't have power, the witches in your family can sit on your marriage. Just like that. After I prayed for her here, she fell. Pam. The thing started. She went home. She called me, "Daddy, this is what I saw." That same month, she locked. 1 month, 2 months, today, her child is roaming about here. Say power. Another person too, before she got married, in fact, she came to the office, she was really worried because a popular enemy in her house was the last person who had the fetish priestess. Eh? Like, what's your gun with you and Kaibe Shizawa Obekon? And Ufie Busumbana Ompe Wasem, Unim so Ompe Wasem. Upie ya, Untimin Dodgy. A pony, you see. It's weird than Dodgy, Mammy Penny. And a tabam. And as she was coming, she was crying within because she knows, say, "Are you ready? How come I met this woman?" Like, she herself knew she's in trouble. Say power. She has done this, she's in trouble. Then she came. After the marriage, she came to tell me that, "Daddy, this is what happened. Blah, 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 blah." Then I said, "Listen, there is power also in this house. Believe it." So one of the nights, before that time, she had already started experiencing, she will start having signs of pregnancy then to disappear. She'll start seeing that, like everything shows she's pregnant. Then she, then all that she can remember is that hug from that powerful person. Then she came to see me. That when the thing comes, then go. So I remember one of the days as I was ministering here, then the Spirit of the Lord directed me, "Go to her and break that spell that has been cast." So I came here, she was standing here, and I laid hands on her, Then the manifestation started. Then I directed it to that shrine. At the end of that month, lock. You see, if you have power, then you can overpower the enemy. If you don't have power, you are in trouble. The reason why they can take your shirt and use it, your picture and use it, your shoe and use it, and it works, is because you don't have power. You don't. The day you have power, listen. I was studying this week. I think one of my quiet times, as I was studying from 1 Samuel chapter 4 to chapter 7. The Bible says that they captured the ark of God. Which, you know the ark of God. The Israelites, they have an ark. To represent the presence of God. The enemies captured it. Seized it. Because God was angry with the people. So God allowed. Now, the Bible says that when they captured the ark of God, which carries the presence of God, when they captured it, they took it to the enemy's camp. The Bible says that when they carried it to the enemy's camp, and everyone went to sleep, when they woke up and came, the head, the hands, the feet of the enemy idol has been broken and scattered. Do you understand? And the Holy Spirit told me, if you are a carrier of God, a carrier of divine presence, if you carry power, it is the devil that must be afraid of you, not the other way around. Because if you make a mistake and you carry me to your secret court, you are in trouble because the whole place is scattered by fire. You see, you must know who you are. Say, I'm an ark of God. I carry God. Did you read the Bible? He said, don't you know that you are carriers of God, that the Holy Spirit dwells in you? So in today's day, you are the ark of God. They have to scatter. You should not say, when I read it this week, I said, yes, that is it. That is it. That is why if I am surrounded by witches and I know that where I am, on my left is a witch, on my right is a witch, front of me is the popular witch, behind me is the popular witch. Oh, Makabahash. This is the scripture that keeps me. That it doesn't matter those who have surrounded me, what their purpose is. Whatever, why they brought me there. They are in trouble, not me. They are in trouble. It is the enemy that is in trouble. But you see, if you don't have power, you will be in trouble. But David said, do I walk through the valley of the shadows of death? I will fear no evil. For thou art with me. Power. I hear what I'm saying. From today, wherever your photograph will be taken to, wherever your dress will be taken to, wherever your footwear will be taken to, wherever they will send anything of yours to be used against you, I command that may that whole place plus their priests and their witches, may they scatter by fire. May they scatter by fire. May they scatter by fire. Why? Because of the power of the Holy Spirit. From today, nobody can use your dress against you. You didn't hear me. I said nobody can spray anything on your seat for it to affect you. Nobody. That's why the Bible says that when we even eat poison, it shall not hurt us because we carry power. We carry power. We carry power. When you put poison or you put witchcraft, whatever, into food, when I touch it, it is supposed to be sanctified. That is how it is. I'm the temple of the Lord. I'm the temple. When you go to Israel, when you carry anything and you touch the temple in Israel, that thing becomes holy. That means that if I am the temple of the Holy Spirit, anything that touches me becomes holy. So if I touch the banku becomes holy. I don't need to pray. If I touch the food, it becomes holy. I don't need to pray. I pray to thank God. I don't pray to sanctify. I pray to thank God. But it's a dimension of what? Power. If you don't have it, then you live like a beggar, even though you are a very powerful child of God. But you live like a weakling. Supernatural power for the journey. This year, there are things you overcome with wisdom. There are things you overcome with direction. But there are also some things you can only overcome with power. You can only overcome. And so Jesus told the disciples in Acts 1:8, wait until you are endued with power from on high. Then he said, when the power now comes upon you, then you shall be witnesses of me. Luke 24, verse 48. And then Acts 1:8. Amen. So power is important. Tell somebody, power is important. There are many things you need this year to succeed, but power is one of them. Power. And so tonight you are going to pray for power. That Lord, grant me power. Grant me power. Because in some of you, the clue to make you know that you don't have power is the fact that in your dreams, you normally lose the fight. Charlie, hey, Mobo. Okay, I said almost she will last. Okay. Say there, Then first I was running and I ran and I passed left and I was running. Then when I got to the place, then the door came again. Oh. From today, any witch that appears in your dream, you will discipline them. I said you will brutalize them. You will destroy them in the name of Jesus. Receive power to overcome your household witches. Receive power to overcome territorial powers. Power to overcome spirits that are challenging your destiny. Receive power to overcome the enemies of your life. Receive power. Saul didn't have the power. But when David came, David said, I come to you in the name of the Lord of hosts. Say power. David threw a stone that cannot bring down a Goliath, a giant. Goliath has six fingers here, six toes here, six toes here. Calculate. He was not a normal person for you to add Oyoko. No, what to go bona or that form. Onyoko. Onyanoma. Now I'm for Bubuatu. Me change so or say Amo. That dear from heaven. Nisika imponunti minkita. Would David count to be Pija Nisika? On our band to Kano, Nisildo Kitano, soldiers bear four and a swa. Abuba Nebukuno. Abuba as a Ubi Freno. But when David did what he could do, the power of God directed the stone. You see, what brought Goliath down is the power of God behind the stone, not the stone. The stone. He threw one stone, just one stone, and the stone located the forehead in between the helmet at the spot and brought him down. Pam! It doesn't happen. It's not normal. There's something behind it. Akwani Jidia or the face Goliath, no, and not a man, Amiji, no, Nanya Bubona of fire. Hallelujah. This year, a little transaction you will do will land you into a multi-million-dollar company. Something small you do will open you up into a great resource because of the power of God that will come over your business. Because of the power of God, your hands will be anointed with power. See that when you do a small thing, you get a big resource. You do something small, you get a big output. And people ask you, now we cannot hear and I didn't hear you sound. Yeah, it's the power of God. It's the power of God. Hallelujah. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. No demon can stop you. Amen. I said, no demon can stop you. Amen. I said, no demon can stop you. Amen. I said, no demon can stop you. Amen. Some of you, the angel of the Lord has entered into your house, holding your hands, bringing you out of every witchcraft covenant where they tied you and tied all your family members. You are coming out in the name of Jesus. I said, you are coming out in the name of Jesus. From today, the power of God will make your career begin to rise. The power of God will make your business begin to rise. The power of God will make you begin to overcome your enemies. You are changing levels in the name of Jesus. Say, the power of God.
Clap your two hands for them. The power of God. The power of God. It's not a stone. Makes you overcome witches.
From today, never accept any dream that you were beaten. Go back into the dream and continue. Say, I will not agree. Don't never accept the fact that uno be pribibi unipana tia jepri with him. No. Go back to that bed and sleep and dream the continuation. Where you have chased, caught up with your enemy, taking whatever he took from you and continue your life before you wake up. So shall be your story. You will never be a victim in the name of Jesus. You will never be a victim in the name of Jesus.
The devil is a liar. Say, the devil is a liar. It takes power to overcome your enemy. Luke 10 verse 19. Luke 10 verse 19. And then number 5, the last one. It takes power to fulfill kingdom assignment. Whatever God has in store for you. Ministry, whether you are a chorister, an usher, shepherd, pastor, it takes power to do it impactfully. It takes power. Micah 3:8. It says, I am full of the power by the Spirit. How do you access this power I'm talking about? Number one, by desperate passion for God's presence and power. As I'm speaking now, you should be thinking, I think I need this thing. I think I need it. Because say the uncle for yari yari rough from say the me yari yari rough. I think I need it. Say the normal air corner. No, I need the power of God. You see, desperation. Psalm 63 verse 1 to 2. David was so desperate that he went to seek God in prayer and fasting. So your desperation will be revealed through your prayer and your fasting. How desperate you pray, Lord, I need power to be a great fashion designer. Lord, I need the power, the anointing to be a great pastor. I need the anointing to back my business. I need the anointing to back me academically. Power. 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 Even as a student, power can make you different. Power can make you different. I remember one day, I wrote an exam. When I wrote the exams, I was supposed to get either an D or E or something. It was accounting. Because that particular paper, I didn't learn. And God didn't show me any apple like he normally does. Yes, that's one of the dimensions of the power. I used to see questions before they come. But this particular one, I didn't see. Mrs. Swami mentioned here. By then, I was the whole president. It's not me deposed. Nana me kasakra, me said ante. Menia brisi kanon me jimeni. So, when I came out of the examination hall, I knew that paper way the metrili. Graduation school was just around the corner. Last two semesters, it was, I think, semester 7. Graduation is around the corner. Me and me trailing. I went into a fast. I said, God, paper away there. Wouldn't him say me fail? Mr. Sumini. But he ain't who baby. Say power.
Let's do something. I fasted for 3 days on campus. I said, Lord, change the resource. Change the resource. When I came out, everybody, they were discussing. Do you know that thing? That when you come out, what's that? Cave way, no? That's our cave way. My goodness. And who can they have me? And look at the man who said, me Diego. So, as the discussion was going on, and I realized that I just had to leave there quickly before my faith is affected. Then I am back on 3 days. I said, Lord, I can't trail. I can't come and write. I can't. So, God, we have to change this paper. We have to change. Fasted 3 days and the 3 days. Do you know what happened? A paper that I knew that even if they give me a D, an F, it would have been bonus. Like, it would have been. When the results came, accounting, I had a B. I had B. When the results came, I had B. I had B, and I was shouting in the car. Because me, I didn't go for the group meeting. Me, I didn't saw pass. Me, I didn't do anything. I was chopping posts. Roaming from campus to campus. Giving speech. And having fun. Taking allowance. But God gave me a B. That means that even academically, power can influence things. So then God is partial. God is partial towards those who have power. You don't have power. If you have power, you change it. Instead of crying about like a hopeless person, you rather pray like a hopeful person. And power will speak for you. Yeah. May God give you power. I said, may God give you power. You see, when you have power, when an evil thing is even about to happen, God tells you first. When my father was coming to happen, God told me 6 months before. Like God had a meeting with us, or this is your father, he has to go. So as I was walking about, I knew this year my father is going to die before he became sick. I knew it. So when he became sick, I didn't pray for him. I didn't pray for him because there has been a meeting in the spirit that this year he has to go. So what prayer is I'm not going to pray? I knew. And the night he died, I was in the office. My angel came to speak to me. He said, today your father is dead. Then he showed me a vision. I saw my father who has gotten up from his sick bed and was eating. And my uncle was sitting by him. And I went there. And then my father turned and said that now I'm free. Then my eyes opened. Then God told me, Igbo, by 4 o'clock, I received a phone call from my senior sister. Daddy is gone. I was not shocked. Because I knew it. Tell somebody, you need power. Rise up and pray. Rise up. There is power in your name.
Beloved, thank you for listening to this message by Reverend Prince Lai. If you have been blessed by this message and have not surrendered your life to Jesus Christ, kindly say this prayer after me. Lord Jesus, I believe you are the Son of God. I believe you died that I may live. Please forgive me and wash me with your blood. I believe I am a child of God. Thank you for saving me. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. If you have said this prayer, know that your sins have been forgiven and you are now a new creation. We invite you to worship with us on Sundays at Odoko, adjacent Best Point Savings and Loan, Odoko Market. For more information, please call 0543-248-982 or 0241-372-895. God richly bless you.